So Tony, what about that to end the season with then?
Again, you know, we're disappointed. We created enough chances second half to win a game of football. And, you know, I thought we were sloppy. We got really sloppy last 20 minutes of the first half. Stood off them. Their goal was a poor goal to concede. You know, I think he's run the length of half the length of the pitch without anybody putting a glove on him. So, you know, that was disappointing. But overall, you know, the lads again have worked really hard. We've created better chances and better opportunities. I don't know what the corner count was and everything else than what Liverpool did second half. But you need to put those chances away.
Well, Rondon did well initially, didn't he, with his finish, and young Lico with the creating pass for it.
Well, it was lovely to get the three kids on. You know, Lico's played a big part in the last three games. And to get Sam on and to get Tyler on was fantastic. And it gives everybody in the club, everyone underneath the team, the first team, everybody in the academy, and we spend a lot of money on the academy, and you know, Hoppy and Mark and the lads there work really hard. You know, they need a fill-up at times, and they need to know that given the chance, if the players are good enough, they'll get the opportunities. Now, these three kids have to come back after pre-season, after close season, be stronger mentally and physically, and there's a chance. I'll give them a chance, and because I really do think they're good enough.
You finished 14th with 43 points. Is that about fair, do you think, on reflection?
Well, you've been with us most of the season. I think we could have had more points than that. I think we've deserved more points than that. But there's such thin lines between winning and losing games. And again today, you know, it's a great point, obviously, against Liverpool. And, you know, just disappointed with the opportunities and the chances. Again, we could have won a game of football.
So now what? It's going to be a busy summer, isn't it?
Let me sit down with Jeremy and have a chat. You know, like I say, that's the situation. We've always said that you know, we'll sit down like we did last year. He'll either come over to me or I'll go over to him and we'll have dinner somewhere. And yeah, and then we'll go through what we need to go through. But we need to improve in lots of areas, and I think he knows that and understands it. And with the extra revenue coming in, you know, we'll do our best to get the players in that we need, because, you know, the club does need that little bit more, and the team needs that little bit more. But the great thing is, we're still in the Premier League, and you look around at this area, we're the only ones in it.
You've been linked with them today.
With who?
Villa.
Villa, brilliant. All the best.
Just Tony, just finally, yeah. You mentioned there next season, it's a short window, isn't it? And I would imagine a lot of work's been done, hasn't it?
Yeah, we've been out watching games. Kempe flew out to Germany yesterday and watched a player for us. And we've been doing that for the last 3 months, really, trying to find players that we can afford that will come in and you know, improve what we've got. You know, we've got to be better in the final third. We've got to have more quality when we get in there. We understand that. You know, we're losing players. Players are out of contracts. That gives you a little bit room. You know, Jeremy runs his club extremely well financially, and he has to put guidelines down. And although he's a stubborn bugger at times, you know where you stand. And you know, he's always been that way with me. You know, it's been a yes or a no, and that's it. You get on with it.
Ambition, though, you've got it. The club's got it. Everybody's got it, and it's realising that, I suppose.
Well, we've got to keep that flag flying for the West Midlands next year. So, you know, there's a massive responsibility on us.